Yes, mindfulness has its own stages of development. As you develop mindfulness on the in and out breath, which is anapanasati, initially it's like this mindfulness is not connected. The awareness of the in and out breath, like no smoke. So you try to like draw your breath and all those things. But later on, when this anapanasati takes off, means you keep on trying. Don't use your thought. Just allow it to breathe naturally. Then the awareness with the breath moves. Every time the breath go in, the awareness is in. Every time the breath come out, the awareness is in with it. Until the awareness and the breathing move as one. Means in unison, understand that? Not separate. Not the mind trying to be mindful. So you just have to do until the mindfulness come. Then when the mindfulness come, you will know. Everything is like in harmony, in synchrony. Then this mindfulness initially will enable you to become very calm and very peaceful. Then you will experience piti, leading to sukhang. But this will happen initially as a long breath. Long breath. That mindfulness, which is really developed, is like the long breathing. One in breath is like very long. And one out breath is also like very long. Yeah. So during that time, you like every time you draw the breath, whether it's long or short breath, the mindfulness will make you very calm, very peaceful. Because it's like the whole thing is just aware, no thought, no thought. So this phase will pass. Then later on, this long breath will develop into more refined awareness. So when the awareness become more refined, your breathing, your what they call vibration in your body all become like very different. It like become more and more subtle, more and more subtle. So the breathing also become shorter and shorter until finally there is hardly any breathing. Which means your sati cannot detect it already. Because your sati is not refined enough. Understand? You have not developed it further. So the stages of developing it further need understanding. So most people, when they reach that training after some period of cultivation, even anapanasati or rising volume or what, they will reach a point where their breathing become very subtle, like hardly any breathing. Then the rising and falling also, they cannot feel anything. It's like not there. It's actually there, but very subtle. Very, very fine. So what you need is more refined sati. So during that time, don't do anything. I remember I was able to stay at the breath there. Even with the breath not moving, I just stay there. Silent, relaxed. And of course, when I relax, I maintain awareness. Then after a while, I think it depends. Sometimes after you have done it a few times, then it becomes like very fast. You straight away, without any breathing, the subtle breath is there. Then your awareness is there. Then that time I remember when I decided to slightly straighten my posture or move a little bit, then I realized, how come the awareness can see all this, like magnified so clearly? The slightest movement like magnifying. Then later on, I went to the breath again. Then I realized that subtle breathing, I can detect now. Because the mindfulness has reached another level of refinement. That way I can detect that very, very subtle breathing is actually internal breathing. Internal breathing. It's not the breath going and go out. It's very short on, very, very short, but the mindfulness is there. Then that time, no thought on. when I'm with that, no thought. Then later on, I realized the mind can just stay there, even without any breath. That's how I come to know object of meditation, no use. Finally, everything stops. The mind has to be a free mind in sati, and the sana. That is your true mind. That's why I naturally should be from my past, know how to do that. Then I realize this mind can become like that. So quiet, so still, tranquil. Then I enter past actually. Then my mind was in sati. Then when my mind was in sati, I realized everything I see is in sati. Everything I hear is in sati. Smell, taste, tactile feel, or think. Everything is in sati. That's why after that, I realized this is how it's to be done. But hardly anybody knows.